During a gathering to celebrate 25 years of Al Nur Radio, Hezbollah's first media outlet, head of Hezbollah Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah described the battle for Syria as the battle for Palestine. Nasrallah seemed to be stressing that if Assad falls, then the Palestinian issue and rights of Palestinians will be next.
The battle for Syria is the battle for Palestine and Al-Quds. It is the Palestinians who will benefit from any serious efforts to achieve a political settlement in Syria and prevent its fall into the hands of the Takfiris, the Americans, or the Israelis.
The Israeli strike was a clear sign, as he said, that Israel wants to see Syria, which has always been a strong supporter of the resistance, out of the Mideast scene. As Nasrallah criticized Arab states for succumbing to Israeli and U.S. dictates regarding Palestinian rights, he lauded Syria, led by Assad, as the only state to have stood by resistance movements in Lebanon and Palestine. This time, Hezbollah's number one declared that it is the Lebanese resistance which will back Syria's popular resistance to liberate Syrian land.
We in Hezbollah are ready to acquire arms and will use these arms to defend our land and people. We will stand with the popular resistance in Syria in order to liberate Syria's Golan Heights from Israeli occupation.
Observers viewed Sayyid Nasrallah's latest statements as unprecedented in the history of the Arab-Israeli conflict.
It is the first such development in the history of the Arab-Israeli conflict, and it breaks the fact that the resistance is merely local or regional. This is the beginning of a comprehensive resistance.
The words by head of Hezbollah seem to reiterate Hezbollah's unwavering stance that the real Arab fight is against one enemy, Israel.
Sayyid Nasrallah's stance is an advanced stance which makes the Golan Heights an Arab battlefield and not merely a Syrian battlefield. Hezbollah's capabilities will, from this day on, be in the hands of all sides who will use the Golan Heights to fight the Israeli occupations.
The Israeli regime recently carried out an airstrike targeting a research center in a suburb of Damascus. Syria said it would respond to any future strike and declared it has opened the way for any resistance movement to carry out operations to liberate the Golan Heights from Israeli occupation. The establishment of media outlets for Hezbollah is only one part of the conflict with Israel. And today, through the words of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, it seems to have extended beyond Lebanon and even Palestine itself. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.